Okay, I'd like to call the June meeting of the Montville Inland Wetlands to order. We have Mr. Rosto, Mr. Occhialini, Commissioner Sandra Berardi, Commissioner Joe Berardi, and Commissioner Brush present. First order of business is approval of the meetings for the May 18th regular meeting.
Make a motion we approve the minutes for our May 18th, 2023, the regular meeting.
I second that.
All right, any discussion? Okay, and
No, just.
Good. Then we have a motion. Mr. Occhialini made a motion. Mr. Sandra Berardi seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Next is approval of minutes from the June 10th, 2023 sidewalk special meeting.
Make a motion that we approve the meetings as presented for the sidewalk special meeting on June 10th.
I second that.
All right, any discussion?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Sandra Berardi made a meeting. Mr. Occhialini seconded. Or Mr. Occhialini seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. Okay, no public hearings, no show cause hearings, any remarks to the public on items not relating to the agenda? Any remarks not relating to the agenda? Any remarks not relating to the agenda? All right. Okay, old business, 23 Ivy C 7, 69 Fitchhill Road, parcel 623600, Unco, Connecticut, owner applicant Andrew Trowski for temporary disturbance in the upland review area in conjunction with proposed site development of warehousing facilities. So the only comments we got were from Norwich Public Utilities?
Correct. Those are attached to your report is the applicant's response to the Norwich Public Utilities comments, but they more pertain to the planning and zoning application.
So they don't have any wetland. Now, the water main is shown on these plans, right? The new water main?
Yes. And that letter is from us. That's from.
Say your name and.
Ellen Bartlett with Greensite Designs LLC. And North Coast Utilities asked us for the fire demands, the buildings, and the domestic demands. And they sent it to. Company, that's the letter that does their hydraulic analysis of their water lines, and they determined that there was enough pressure and flow in the area to provide the fire flows and the domestic flows for this project. So they're going to provide water.
Right, so that's not a wetland issue. I was making sure there weren't any. They're not putting in a line that's not shown on the plan.
Nope.
It's the line that is shown on the plan.
Man,
yeah.
Okay. My voice isn't back yet, so I'm going to use this. It's a little hoarse. The one we did go down the walk and look at that area that had been previously disturbed. It was in March 2022 that the soil scientists observed an area along the walls that had been disturbed. And now there's just a lot of vegetation growing there. And our recommendation is not to disturb it again because it would make a mess going in there and taking out a little bit of sediment that's in that area.
Anybody else have any concerns? I mean, we went down, took a look at it, didn't seem to be anything. To me, there didn't seem anything untoward down.
Okay, I'll make the motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands Regulations, in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve the application number 23-IWC-7, owner, applicant, Andrew Petrowski, for temporary disturbance within the URA in conjunction with the proposed site development of proposed warehousing facilities at 69 Fitch Hill Road, Uncasville, Connecticut, per the application and associated documents dated May 2nd, 2023, and as shown on the plans entitled A&B Excavation, 69 Fitch Hill Road and Leffingwell Road, Montville, Connecticut, prepared by Greensite Design, LLC, dated April 2023, revised May 25th, 2023, standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Well, I'm seconded. I said, is there any discussion?
No.
No.
All right. Then, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Then, 23-IWC-8, Old Fitch Hill Road, Uncasville, Connecticut, owner, city of Norwich, applicant, Norwich Gulf Authority for regular activities within the wetlands and upper review in conjunction with a proposed golf cart bridge replacement. I have a question. The first question I have is the what's happening with those cables and the anchor for the cables and
all that will be removed. all the 4x4s and the concrete buckets will be taken out by hand. The cables are really just there so that in a big storm, it won't wash down the stream. We won't need those with the new bridge.
Right, but I assume there's like a... They're bolted to something, right? Is that so that it's like a concrete block or something, or is it just screwed in?
It's attached to the abutment that's holding up the bridge.
I'm talking about the other end.
It's probably a 5 gallon bucket with concrete.
Is it?
Probably.
Yeah. And those buckets just sit and they just sit in there.
Like a 5 gallon bucket.
Everything will be removed because it won't be necessary anymore.
Right, that's the only real disturbance I saw that might be right near the water, besides the bridge.
Staking out the cable.
Okay.
And I did speak to our soil scientist about it when we did the site walk on Friday at the other property, and he said he had no concerns. All right. It's really a safety issue.
No, I understand. It's just that it's a 5 gallon bucket, no big deal. If it's to hold a bridge like that in a flood, it might need to be a little bigger than it could be a significant.
We could move the cables and if there's a concrete block there, we can replace
it. Yeah. I don't care as long as we're aware of it and it's to the ENS or far enough out to protect the stream, that's all. So.
And the ENS traps all the way around.
Right.
Between us and the stream.
Yeah. Right. So there's not going to be another cable for future floods?
No, there'll be no use for the cable.
All right. Anybody else have any?
I guess I'd like to make a motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetland Regulations and Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 23-IWC-8, owner, City of Norwich, applicant Norwich Golf Authority for regulated activities within the wetlands and URA in conjunction with the proposed golf cart bridge replacement at Old Fitch Hill Road, parcel ID 110-032-000, Uncasville, Connecticut, per the application and associated documents dated May 2nd, 2023, revised June 12th, 2023, and as shown on plans entitled Golf Course Bridge Replacement, Norwich Golf Course, 685 New London Turnpike, Norwich, Connecticut, prepared by Green Site Design, LLC, dated May 8th of 2023. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply. I'll talk today.
Second. All right. Discussion?
Second.
Commissioner Rockley already seconded it. No discussion? All right. Commissioner Rostrom made the motion. Commissioner Rockley seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Carries unanimously. Make a motion to take this untight. All right. new business. 669 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner Town of Montville. Applicant VCP Montville LLC for temporary disturbance in the upland review area in conjunction with the proposed development of a 600 kW AC ground mounted solar array.
Solar array on approximately 2.5 acres of the 29.0 plus or minus acres that currently is developed with the town of Montville transfer station. The solar array will be located on the top of the previously capped landfill. The applicant states the wetlands were flagged on March 6, 2023 by Eric Davidson of Davidson Environmental LLC. The application also requires a permit from Connecticut DEEP, which the applicant has indicated that they applied for. The applicant further states in part the project will be constructed using low ground pressure earthwork equipment and all solar PV components will be located above ground to minimize the potential impact to the landfill. The proposed project will have minimal impact within the 50-foot upland review area adjacent to the on-site wetlands, with only two small areas of proposed project within the outermost edges of the URA. Stabilization and maintenance of the existing access road, if necessary, will occur within approximately 386 square feet of the URA on the western side of the site. The work may include the placement of additional gravel base material to accommodate construction traffic up the landfill. Subsurface electrical conduit will run from the eastern side of the access road to above ground utility poles, including an area of approximately 531 square feet within the URA where the proposed trench will pass through. This disturbance will be temporary, as once the conduit is installed, the area will be stabilized and revegetated. The proposed work in the URA is shown on a site plan titled Town of Montville Landfill Solar PV Development 669, Route 163, Montville, Connecticut, prepared by Weston and Sampson Engineers, Inc., dated June 6, 2023. I have the following comments with regards to my review of the application, supporting documents, and previously mentioned plan. One, the address of the landowner on the cover sheet shall state 310 Norwichley London Turnpike. Two, the legend shall be corrected to state 50-foot wetlands buffer versus 100-foot wetlands buffer. Three, silt fence is required in the area of the temporary disturbance for the trench and for the access road. Four, the soil scientist report shall be provided and the plan shall be signed by the soil scientist. Since writing my report, they did provide me with the soil scientist report today. I will review that and provide any comments before the next meeting. The applicant is here to speak about the project and the details.
Good evening. My name is James Sirkowitz. I work in the manager of permitting for Verigy Solar. We are located in West Hartford, Connecticut. We have extensive experience in the operation of both solar projects, both in the state of Connecticut and other areas of New England. We are here today to present several landfill projects that we are currently in the process of going through the permitting and the construction process for. In addition to and we are just about to begin a project with them. So if you're not familiar with ground mounted solar arrays, when they are installed on a active landfill, we cannot penetrate the landfill cap. So therefore, as explained, the array itself is not driven into the ground with posts as would be the most traditional ground mounted arrays, but they are essentially concrete blocks that are used to support the steel structure that are placed on the surface of the landfill. Some crush domes put down to stabilize and make sure that they will remain in place. And the solar panels themselves are now for the plan we are presenting. And we can link to the array is where the actual place of the landfill happens, where the array is being placed. And there is no upland review or wetland area there. I've done my best to highlight. And yellow here are the limits of the wetland boundaries to the north, to the southeast, and to the west. And as mentioned, the minor impacts are strictly to the upland review area and will be temporary in nature. Here is the perimeter road, which takes you from the base of the landfill up to the top, and a small portion of it lies within the 50-foot upland review area. We will only be doing work there if deemed necessary when we begin constructing the array. So we've been already told by the Department of Public Works that the road itself is washed out in areas that might need a little bit of stabilization so that construction vehicles can make the trip to do the construction work. So if necessary, we would simply stabilize this with some additional gravel. So that is a small area, approximately 386 feet of temporary disturbance within the upland area, this small section right here. And once the array is constructed, the connection to the air source grid would be via surface mounted tray cables, which would take it down the pole. And at this point is when, once we're outside the limit of the landfill cap, rather than a surface mounting, we can go to more traditional underground trench. And so that is what we propose here, because obviously we would rather go underneath the road than have to go over the road and build it up. So remaining with the trench, we continue along the outer perimeter of the existing asphalt access road. And it is in that small portion of the trench where we connect over to the last utility pole that we have a minor temporary disturbance in the upland review area. As you see, just barely clipping the outer rim of that. And that is estimated approximately 530 square feet of temporary disturbance just to excavate, install a 4-inch PVC conduit, and then backfill the trench and restore to previous grade and previous stabilized condition. And these are the two Eversource poles and one customer pole to make the final overhead connection to the Eversource grid. As stated, there were some minor comments, and we provide the soil scientist report. So in addition to that, we have no issues complying with any of the minor comments regarding some edits to the plan regarding a small address error, regarding having the plan signed by the soil scientist. Our only minor comment, we do agree that protection of the wetlands in the areas of disturbance should be performed with erosion control measures. Our one minor request is if we could possibly, instead of silt fence, substitute in a silt sump. And that is simply because we have to have erosion control measures around the perimeter of the array in the landfill cap. And we cannot use silt fence there. We cannot drive stakes into the ground. We cannot disturb the surface there beyond the placement of the gravel. So we're typically using the back type of setup, a silt barrier using a silt sump, because that's able to be mounted on the surface and not have to penetrate the stakes. So just for consistency, we have a minor request that the new silt fence would be allowed to use a silt sump as the setup barrier in the two minor disturbance areas that are being. That we have.
The first question I have is, you're not excavating anything on up on the cap. Are you filling and grading?
There's some existing gravel and sand that is on the surface, as indicated by the shading. We've been told that we can use some of that material. What we do is when we put down, before putting down those concrete blocks that I described, there is gravel that is placed below those blocks, but there is not any excavation that is used as place and is tamped down. But the existing layers of the landfill cap are not disturbed, if anything, they're compacted slightly, or any surface vegetation might need some minor maintenance, and it might be compacted slightly during the process of placing those. But there is not any actual surface excavation, and there is not any digging down.
Are there trees or anything up there that need to be?
I don't believe there are trees. I believe it is just kind of a sort of a overgrowth vegetation. And I apologize, I don't recall what they described that particular species, but I'm not sure that it's an invasive species, but it's basically just a lot of sort of weed overgrowth. But when we are complete with the construction, the aim is to have what is supposed to be the vegetation. I think it might have gotten a little overgrown through lack of maintenance. So what we will have is a finished surface that will maintain all the cap layers, and then we'll have just a normal grass surface that will be mowed and maintained. There's a typical seed mix that is utilized. utilized for arrays to keep the, particularly even for landfills, to keep the level at or below the typical height of the panels.
Right. So the area is going to be mowed periodically.
Correct.
And there's no storage on site of the...
No, there will be no storage.
It's just going to be a landscape guy or something?
No storage on site. Yeah. Just simply the panels and then a transformer and some equipment, all that is passed on out since we cannot begin excavating for those units.
Well, I think I noticed like the soil scientists map where the underground connection to Eversource is going and yours are different. This one's different than that from your soil scientist.
Okay, so when the soil scientist, the limits are the same. So the limits of what was planned and the wetland view area is on the survey. What they might have overlaid that on is...
It's just a Google map. They overlaid something different.
Correct.
So plans don't match.
But the actual flagging was picked up by our surveyor on the survey.
I think he's referring to this. The soil scientist, it looks like he's showing the pad at the bottom of the hill, and I think you have the pad at the top of the hill.
That's correct. When the soil scientist was asked to flag the limits, and we had that was the older version of the site plan that was originally submitted to Eversource for permitting. We've since been able to update, and we've actually reduced the number of poles, and we're able to move that equipment pad on top because the location before was a potential conflict with some of the operations of the transportation.
Thank you.
I guess that is a pretty solid site, isn't it? Up there, after all these years with all the garbage in it.
It does settle some.
Yeah.
Public Works has talked to them. It does settle some. They'll have to provide all those calculations before planning
until
sure
it's
stable.
Because that's not an Asheville, is it? It's regular garbage up there.
I was just going to say, do we want to take a walk or to just like drive slowly as we go into the dump?
Window. And that access road is already, it's currently there for Public Works to get up.
Yeah.
But John Carlson did say it needs a potentially some maintenance. He's not sure that where the upland review area is where the maintenance would need to be. That's why we had them add it in case they needed to add that one.
Okay.
Does anyone want to take a look?
Yeah. I've been all over the dump.
Been over here.
Thinking about it, and it's like a weekly visit at least.
Yeah.
So it's on the side, access road, and the access road over the whole thing. If you do want to do a site walk, the Public Works prefers that it does not happen on a Saturday. It's like it's during the week after hours.
I remember way back in the day, used to drive in there. Drive down.
If we don't want to set a sidewalk, then we need a motion to table it to the next meeting.
Make a motion that we table the applicant. Where is it now?
23 to IBC 9.
Yeah, 699 route. 163 parcel ID 038-056-000 Dale, Connecticut. Owner of the town of Mountville until the next meeting, regular meeting.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Mr. Sandberg made a motion. Commissioner Occhialini, or Commissioner Roscoe seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Correspondence. It's 2 months in a row we've had correspondence.
I know. Popular man. So we received correspondence from the City of Norwich regarding the application for a Norwich golf course. They sent it to us because we are within 500 feet of the City of Norwich's application. We sent it to them for the same reason. It's the same application.
Exact same drawing?
They actually didn't send us a link or any application materials. They said we can go to the City of Norwich Planning Department and look at it.
Wow.
Well, la-di-da. Do we need to send them a favorable comment or?
I can.
Or just notify them?
I'll notify them. We'll CC them on our letter to the permit. We'll letter to the permit. I'll CC them on it so that they know we approved it. They're hearing it on July 6th. So I'll make sure to get that tomorrow and send it out.
Let's hope they don't find a bunch of problems. All right. Any other business? None. Executive session. One more motion.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second. I'll second it.
If you beat him. All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming.